Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. You're listening to Local Matters. I have Jonathan West, CEO and General Manager of Twin Lakes in this morning.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. So what is Twin Lakes?
So Twin Lakes is originally founded 70 years ago as a telephone cooperative. And
So 70 years ago, you were like, it was like the one... You had like a telephone operator, right, kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeff Brown has kind of mentioned that in rural Tennessee that you had to like ask somebody to get off the line, like people could listen to your calls and stuff.
Yeah, it started out with party lines, so people were sharing, eight families were sharing a common line, and you had to be kind to your neighbors if you want to talk to them. So.
So that, I mean, things have evolved a lot in 70 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's really daylight and dark going from eight people on one common copper line to today a fiber optic connection to each and every home in the Upper Cumberland that has a gig of capabilities all on their own.
So I'm sorry, you started 70 years ago with phone, and what all do you cover now?
So today we still offer phone. There's a lot of families that, well, number one, don't have cellular coverage in their area because we do serve seven counties of the Upper Cumberland, so a lot of rural footprint as well. So lots of phones and lots of homes still, but broadband is our primary product. Broadband internet service, the fiber optic connections that we bring just bring the fastest internet possible to each and every home. But we also offer television services and security, smart home, business services, phone systems, Wi-Fi systems, you name it in the technology field, and we probably do it.
And we've had Ben Brady on before, and so you guys partner with CipherTech a bit with the security stuff that they do and the things that they offer.
Yeah, we partner with Ben at CipherTech and Epion and all IT providers. So there's a lot of businesses throughout the Upper Cumberland that have kind of an IT or cybersecurity specialist that works with them. And we work with all of those providers because ultimately we're providing that internet connectivity or phone line or security, TV, whatever the case may be. We are providing that service, and we work with them a lot of times to customize it to meet the business's needs.
Well, and we personally or professionally with the Biz Foundry, we would not be able to, in Sparta and McMinnville, the internet that we have is able to bring people in, you know, and even in Cookeville, we have the higher speed internet that people can't have in these rural areas. So we're able to provide a co-working space and change the way that these people work.
Yeah. And what we've been doing over the last few years, though, is bringing that fiber optic connection to every single house. Mm-hmm. And really over the last year and a half with the pandemic, lots of people working from home and having that really fast internet is what enabled them to do that and still function. And
well, so how much pressure has Twin Lakes been under in the last year where everybody was like, oh my gosh, I have to have connection at home?
Well, the demand for services has really gone up, and that's a good thing.
And it's been there for a while, because I think it's always, anytime I meet anybody from Twin Lakes, it's like, when am I getting fiber at my house? Yeah. I'm sure you ask that all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the demand's been there because connectivity to the rest of the world via the internet, it's not a new thing, right? This has been going on for a long time. It's just over the last few years, it's really been highlighted. It's been under the magnifying glass, and the last year, especially with COVID and more people at home than normal and just connecting in different ways, there has been a lot of pressure. So, you know, construction times are a little up. You know, it takes a little longer. And now we're really dealing with supply chain issues, right? Mm-hmm. So we're still moving as fast or faster than we've ever moved before from a construction perspective. Getting materials becomes an all-new challenge.
It has been crazy. Yeah. I mean, anything, we're trying to remodel the other half of our building, and that's been... just everything's so delayed right now.
Yeah. Chip shortages, I mean, even from the ONT that's at your house, that the fiber connects to that, then that's what turns it into the network signal that you use in your home. So the chips that are in those are in high demand and short supply. The chips that are in Wi-Fi routers in the same situation. And it's moving into just more hard assets. So the fiber itself, getting poles, getting bolts to put cable onto pole. I mean, little things that you don't always notice are certainly in short supply right now.
Yeah. So how have you, as the CEO of this company, how have you managed to kind of keep people calm over the last year with working faster but yet having the demands that you're not getting the supplies that you need? How have you kind of managed that?
Well, we've got a great team at Twin Lakes. I mean, it's certainly not just me. There's a phenomenal group of employees that all work hard. And the reality is we know a lot of our customers. All of our employees are from the community. We all live. The whole corporate environment is here. We're right here in the Upper Cumberland. And so because of that, we're familiar with the people. We can explain the exact situation. But we also had, you know, a measure of success. We built 90% of the network before the pandemic started.
Mm.
So we built a lot over the last year. We're going to continue to build and expand into other areas over the coming year. But we were really blessed by having a big chunk of that network built as the pandemic was coming on. So we were able to manage it with only just a little bit extended lead times on material. And of course, just working through those COVID protocols for those first few weeks and months as things were uncertain and people were just trying to figure out, what is it we do next? Can we go into a house? Can we even go in?
And people didn't even, and setting up things, people didn't know how long things were going to last. And I talked with SAIC and they are still working remotely, and they're just now in August supposed to be back in their buildings. And so people thought, well, this is only going to be a week or two, so it's okay if I, you know, have spotty internet. Well, then Zoom calls started, and, you know, your whole work day and your whole life was revolved around that, and the security that people had to go into with their jobs and stuff like that. So it's just been a lot of pressure on internet IT kind of companies.
It has. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out exactly what the future looks like. There was certainly an elevated spike where people were using the internet in all new ways and more frequently, all day, every day using it. But we've really not seen the demand kind of slip down yet, right? I mean, as even people are going back to work, they've become accustomed to being able to do a video call if they want to do a video call, or being able to do something remotely anytime, all the time. Some people are still working from home. Some people are back to exactly like it was before, but internet usage has not gone down.
Yeah. People, it's just something that people have become accustomed to. In case you're just joining us, I have Jonathan West, CEO of Twin Lakes here in the Upper Cumberland. So tell me a little bit about your history. So did you always kind of have dreams of being in a leadership position? And what's your background? Are you an IT guy yourself? Business guy?
Yeah. So engineer by trade. Yeah, mechanical engineering from TTU. So that's kind of the educational background. But no, I wouldn't say that I just aspired to be a leader at Twin Lakes. That was never it. I've always aspired to do a good job, to give my very best at whatever I'm doing at that moment. Just give it my all. And you know, the opportunities presented itself over the years. I worked in the engineering group. I actually started working at Twin Lakes when I was still in college under they had an internship, cooperative education program. And so I was in school and working with them in the summer, and then one semester during school worked with them. You know, one thing led to another, and I worked one summer, and then, okay, we'll work the next summer. And the relationship grew. I guess I grew fond of the vision of Twin Lakes, of connecting your neighbors, your friends, your family, and just working throughout the area that's home. I'm from Salina originally, so we serve that. I've always been a Twin Lakes customer, a Twin Lakes member. The engineering, I have always loved computers. You know, it's just one of those things. And connecting computers back when dial-up was the very first thing. When it just started, some of my friends and I, we were connecting computers via dial-up a long time before I started at Twin Lakes.
And you're playing video games kind of thing? A LAN party, right? Is that what they call that?
Well, that was probably a little bit before that. You know, the speeds at that time really weren't gaming conducive. It was just transferring what today would be a text message almost.
Yeah.
But using the internet back in those days to do that. And just
so you were kind of a self-learner, self-starter kind of thing.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And so engineering doesn't necessarily make you think of going to an internet kind of company. So how did you even find Twin Lakes at that time?
Well, Twin Lakes has always been in my life, right? Just using their internet from the beginning, using their phones. That's what we knew. That was the co-op that we knew. And it was always a very respected company. And as I was in college and just different opportunities presented themselves, I looked at going to work for Bridgestone. Had a job offer from them, but I was going to move to Phoenix for the first couple of years at least. I had a job offer from Toyota, but we were going to have to move to Georgetown, Kentucky. Neither of those are bad places, but neither of those are home either. So the opportunity at Twin Lakes, the passion, even when I went to college trying to pick a degree path, I struggled between mechanical engineer because I loved cars. I loved automotive, But I loved computers and technology, and so it was a little bit of a struggle all along. And I, when I went to school, I had a work-study program that I worked in the research and development lab for the electrical and computer engineering department at Tennessee Tech. And I think that a little bit of that and a little bit of that passion for computers that was always there, and then just a respect for Twin Lakes and what they've always done. And
it's interesting as like an 18, 20-year-old to think, I like the company culture here. Yeah. That was kind of a passion. Because, you know, 18 to 20-year-olds are a lot of times, make me money. I want to see, show me the money and not necessarily just the culture.
Yeah. Well, Twin Lakes, I think it does both. Twin Lakes is a very good employer. We take good care of our employees. Mm-hmm. Good benefits, good pay, and company culture close to home. It's kind of like the perfect recipe for happiness in a career from my perspective.
And I think that's really... to have those kind of companies that are here locally that can keep people at home. Like I said, we talked with SAIC last week, and she was kind of talking about the growth and the job opportunities that they've had. And that can really change the company, the culture of our community to be able to provide good paying, highly skilled jobs to people here locally is pretty amazing. And it really can change the culture of our region.
Yeah. And that's very true. I mean, we've seen that. We hire a lot of network technicians, tech support, so computer skills, IT skills, and other things. I mean, our service technician group is probably our largest group of employees, and their skill sets are certainly morphing into more network-focused, network-centric IT-related things. So, and we've also grown. We have about 149 employees. So we've grown from about 108 when I started as the manager. We had about 108, so... we've grown over the past several years, and most of those jobs are tech-related. Of course, because our corporate headquarters is here, all corporate functions are here. So we have accounting and marketing and sales and customer service. So all those type of opportunities are right there at Twin Lakes.
We'll be back in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have Jonathan West in from Twin Lakes. And so you talked about the expansion over your kind of reign, I guess, since you've been in this position. And so how long have you been the CEO and general manager of Twin Lakes?
So I've been in that particular role for almost 11 years. November will be 11 years.
11 years. So this is your career, your whole career. It's interesting. I think my dad was kind of a career guy. He worked for the same company for 35 years. And then there's people who just kind of like jump around from place to place. But I think maybe it sounds like the culture that Twin Lakes instills has really developed kind of inside you, and you have a passion for what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been there for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with what you said. It's not just me, though. Our employees, as a general rule, probably 90% of the employees that start retire from there.
Wow.
It's very common. So turnover is not a big thing. We try to instill that family team. We're going to be long-term employees. Dedicate your life to this company.
At what point in the first 9 years did you think, maybe I want to be in this leadership position? Maybe I want to be more than just, you know, kind of doing the engineering work?
Well,
Because you're not doing any engineering. I mean, right now he's got a suit coat on. This is not, you know, like, it, you know, you shake a lot of hands and kiss babies and kind of, you know, steer the way the company's going. And I appreciate the fact that as a leader, you say, my team, my team, my team, you know, like a lot, because you know that it all kind of goes together. But But you're not doing the engineering work that you did before.
No, I'm not doing engineering per se, but we're a very technical company.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that engineering background helps me understand what it is we do as a company when we're delivering the ones and zeros to your computer and making sure it works. So, and from that regard, the engineering's always there. And engineering at Tech, I mean, I've got to give a shout out to them, that they teach you a lot of different skill sets. Engineering is one of them, but work ethic is another, and strategic decision making is another. I mean, that's ingrained in you from an engineering background at education, is thoughtful decision making process, right?
And
consider all the things.
Just really well-rounded.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that education at Tech's phenomenal.
Well, and I think part of it is when you get a really good company, your company fosters that well-roundedness as well. And
yeah.
So they probably, you know, fostered you as a leader. You know, coming out of college at 23 or whatever, they fostered that with you of okay, let's bring out your leadership skills so that you are kind of ready for this position 9 years into your career.
Right. Yeah, Twin Lakes was very supportive. We continue to be supportive of our employees. We have tuition reimbursement, training incentive programs, lots of different things. We continue the cooperative education and internship programs. So whatever we can do to help foster personal and professional development for our employees, we still do that today.
Well, and like you said, you've expanded almost 50 positions in the last 11 years. And, you know, and just how that alone, just the job workforce development that the company has changed. But let's talk about the fiber construction that you guys have done and just really changing. I mean, 11 years ago, people probably didn't have a clue what fiber was, or, you know, that
there were a few technical people that had an idea.
Most of the general people.
Most did not. And even to this day, there's been a lot of consumer education about fiber, but a lot of people just know it works fast.
Yeah.
It's reliable, it's fast, and that's what they want. Everything just works.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they want. We spent the last about 12 years in construction, and the last 7 or 8 full-blown every day, all day. And in April, we finished our fiber construction throughout the cooperative area. So
yeah.
that construction in April led
what is
us...
That, what's the cooperative areas? What does that mean?
So Clay, Jackson, Overton, Fentress, Pickett, part of DeKalb, part of Smith, part of Putnam, part of Morgan County. So we serve a lot of the areas in Upper Cumberland. And it represents about 5,000 miles of fiber optic lines. And so when we finished that in April... That was the
5,000. Let's pause on that. 5,000 miles of optic lines. That's a lot of that's a lot of miles.
Yeah, it's a lot of yards, a
yeah.
lot of houses, a lot of poles, a lot of buried, a lot of everything from a construction standpoint. But yeah, at that point, and at this point today, we have the largest cooperatively owned fiber network in the Southeast United States.
Wow. And what was the company's mission was it their mission to have that title, or?
It wasn't the title. Well, we did actually purposefully try to get to this point, but not to get the title. I can remember the day we said, we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this. We're going to figure out a way to make it work. And we called it our 2020 vision. We wanted to have fiber optic cables constructed to every member by the end of 2020. And that was in 2012.
Yeah.
We said that. And so...
Well, and when we think about Cookeville, that doesn't seem that crazy. But then when you think about Pickett County and Morgan County, and you think about how rural and spread out everything is, that's where the bigger feats are.
Absolutely.
And what was the mission? You know, people are used to their rural areas where they, you know, they can't get get spotty cell phone service, and so they're not used to the higher speed internet or being able to fit their needs. They're just used to, well, I live out in the country, and so this is my life. What was your push to make sure that happened?
Well, it was a combined effort from management team, all the employees, and our board of directors. I mean, our board just had the vision, grasped the vision of, we want to connect every single member in the Upper Cumberland to high speed internet, because you shouldn't have to choose rural and no technical connectivity, mm-hmm. no technology to fix. Well, we saw it as an opportunity for economic development in our rural areas, because if you're not connected to the internet, that means online sales, working from home. There's so many areas of basically the economy that you're excluded from. And our mission, at the board's mission, management team's directive to get this done was, we don't want technology to be the hindrance for economic opportunity and growth for our members, for their children, and for their grandchildren in the future. We're not going to stand in the way. It's our responsibility to deliver the very best technology to every single member in the Upper Cumberland, no matter where they live.
So that's really interesting, the economic value of things. Is even rural stores that are trying to run, I mean, everybody pays with credit card these days, and so that can be an issue, that somebody in a rural area in Fentress County, they're trying to run a store, and they have spotty internet, and that is a hindrance on them.
It is. There's a lot of places in the state of Tennessee that do not have really robust internet service. Mm-hmm. The state's doing a lot. The legislature, the governor's office, they've worked over the last several years, and they've expanded grant opportunities to get more fiber built into more places across the state of Tennessee. But there are still a lot of pockets, a lot of communities in rural Tennessee that don't have it. Talk to a realtor.
Yeah.
In a rural market like that, they can't sell a house because, yeah. I can't work from home. I can't have the internet. My kids can't watch Netflix. I can't do this. I can't. There's so many things that we take for granted when we have great internet connectivity, but you talk to someone that doesn't, and it's a whole different world.
It is a huge hindrance on just your lifestyle and the what you're accustomed to. Like you said, my kids can't watch Netflix, right. You know.
Well, last year a lot of kids were learning from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they went home to learn, and no internet. How did that work for
And
those?
Even just, video conferencing that they were doing with their teachers and that was an educational value, but then people who are working from home and all that kind of stuff. And now that's just the way of life.
It is.
It is just, even if somebody's in Sparta, they'll say, hey, let's do a Zoom call. And mm-hmm. and we just used to always, I'll just drive there. But now it's the convenience of things. But your 2020 vision, you could have never guessed of a pandemic coming in 2012. And so it just was kind of this divine intervention that you had that kind of already in the works.
Right.
We'll talk more about that in a second. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton. Thanks for sticking with us. I have Jonathan West with Twin Lakes in today. And so we talked a lot about the fiber connectivity and economic development as well. How is the partnership? So getting into some of these rural areas, do you need to work with the city and county mayors and, you know, governments and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. We work with everyone. Like I said earlier, we're from the communities that we serve. We live there. So we're working with city mayors, county executives, school districts, whatever it takes to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And we want to help them. And then in turn, we want them to understand the benefits. What are the economic benefits? What are the community benefits for having a network like this? So,
well, and I'm sure there's a huge cost that goes to putting in 5,000 miles of optics. And so, that has to be somewhat who has funding and who can help kind of foster this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, for the 5,000 miles or so that are in the entire area, we've got about $200 million invested in that. So it is a large infrastructure project. And we work with everyone from the federal government, state government, local governments. At the end of the day, we talked about those rural areas, and it doesn't always make financial sense to make that kind of investment from a number of customers that are going to buy the service. But we do. We're good at working with the various grant opportunities that are out there, the various partnerships. How can we lower the cost? How can we assist in getting to these most remote areas? And so we're working with federal, state, and local officials to make sure every resident has an opportunity to connect.
Well, and let me just kind of put it down in layman's terms a little bit, is that there are skilled people that want to work in, you know, Fentress County, Pickett County, for the lifestyle. They want that, you know, more rural area. They want to not have to deal with traffic. They want to live there, but they can't because they are a remote worker. They're based out of, you know, Pennsylvania or D.C. or California. They want the lifestyle, but they want the job too. And so tourism is, they have a reason to want to partner with with you guys so that they can bring people, so that people can come work for a month and rent an Airbnb, or businesses and cities want to partner with you guys because then they can bring in remote workers, or they can, you know, companies can hire people from these areas. And so there is a lot of reasons for entities to partner with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of advantages for both sides. We don't want people to have to choose rural or a job.
Yeah.
They ought to be able to live in a rural community if they want to and have a great job. And even, you know, in the heart of Cookeville, you want to have the very best internet connectivity possible for all the other reasons, as you state.
And so you just mentioned that Putnam County, the co-op is only about 30% of Putnam County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 30-35% of the land area of Putnam County is in the Twin Lakes Cooperative area. And that's not a line that we draw. That's a line that's drawn by the FCC in Washington, confirmed by the State Public Utility Commission. So the cooperative boundaries are there, but there's a big chunk, 65% or so of Putnam County, that's outside of the cooperative.
Well, and so those of us that are in Allgood have been, oh, well, when are they coming to us? You know, Fentress County, Pickett County, they get it before we do, and we're kind of closer to the hub of the region.
Yes.
But you have some kind of good news coming out.
Yeah, so we wanted to focus on our members. Our co-op members are those that have been with us for 70 years. That's our traditional area. So we wanted to really focus our efforts on getting that fiber to all of our members. And we've accomplished that. You know, as of April, everyone has it available. By the end of the year, they'll all be connected. And what we want to do now is take that same mindset of connectivity matters to everyone and expand outside of that traditional cooperative footprint. So we're going to be coming into more of the areas of Putnam County outside the traditional cooperative. And we're also working with partners in other places in the state. We're taking this same idea. We have the skills and expertise to deliver internet, TV, phone, security, smart home, all those things. And how do you do that in a rural part of the country and make it economically viable? We know how to do that, and we're taking that same expertise and applying it in Southeast Tennessee and in Bradley County, Meigs County, Ray County, some of those areas. Working with Volunteer Energy. We're also working in East Tennessee in Granger County and Jefferson County and Hamlin County and Sevier County, some of those areas, bringing fiber optic connectivity in those areas with Appalachian Electric. So lots of ways to do this. You just have to find those willing partners. And again, now
the expansion of the job force and economic impact that you can have in all these other places, do you ever stop to think of the impact that Twin Lakes has had on this region and then what it will have on the state of Tennessee?
Well, you know, a lot of people, it's hard for people to recognize what they have if they've always had it.
Yeah.
You know, that some of those fiber optic connections, you mentioned Pickett and Fentress and all, those have been there for a few years. A lot of our residents don't realize what it's like in some of the other places in the state where there's no internet connectivity. Literally, mm-hmm. Satellite's the only option they have for internet. So we know that we're making an impact, and when you go into an area that's never had it before, it's amazing. You'll have grandmothers that are raising their grandkids, trying to teach them at home, that will cry and hug your neck. Mm. There's businesses that just needed it to survive.
Well, and I want to stop on that for a second. We have worked with Tom Peach over at Value Pet Supplies in Overton County. And he sells all over the country. He started by selling from his kitchen table. And when the kitchen got too, you know, overflowing, he decided to have this. I mean, I don't even know how many square feet that warehouse is, but it's a huge warehouse in Overton County. And he couldn't have the business to the level that he has without the fiber internet connectivity in Overton County.
Right.
And so you've changed his business.
Yeah, well, he's a great example. There are others. You know, we have a National Geographic photographer that lives in our area, travels all over the world, but he lives here because he loves that rural lifestyle. He comes back in. He's got these raw JPEG pictures and video clips, and he uploads them over his fiber optic connection. So you've got businesses, you've got individual workers, but there's so many people that take advantage of it, and they do. They love our area. They love the rivers. They love the lakes. They love the hills. They love the atmosphere of the people, but they work in a high bandwidth, high IT need. And so having that fiber optic connection, those are the people that truly appreciate it.
Yeah. And that really kind of probably changes where you're at, and those are the good stories you like to hear in your job.
Yeah.
In case you're just joining us, we have Jonathan West with Twin Lakes in today. So what's your personal five-year plan here? Do you think 5-10-year plan? Do you think that this is your career path for you? You'll stick with Twin Lakes for your lifetime?
I do. I love it. I mean, for the same reasons that I started with Twin Lakes, I'd like to see the end of my career be at Twin Lakes. I love working with the communities. I love our board is visionary. They're very supportive. They understand the value of Twin Lakes and what it provides to our region. Our employees are phenomenal. I've got great coworkers, very supportive. They all understand that what we do is important, and it's vital to their friends and family and neighbors. And so working with a great team like that, working with a great board, working with your family, you know, you're around the Upper Cumberland, have an opportunity to talk to them. I love it, and I hope that, 15 years from now, we're doing this again and talking about what the next iteration of technology looks like.
Your vision of 2040.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's next for Twin Lakes? I mean, I feel like you've kind of met some goals that you thought probably 10 years ago weren't necessarily, they were probably a little bit crazy goals.
Yeah.
And so, what do you see for the next 5-10 years for Twin Lakes?
Well, we're going to continue to drive for the best in technology for our customers and our members. We're going to continue to expand. We're going to, again, hopefully cover the entire Putnam County area, but move beyond that as we partner with some other entities across the state. We've just seen the economic value, the quality of life enhancements that come from having it, and we want to see that all across the state of Tennessee. So working with partners, elected officials, federal, state, wherever the opportunities are, we want to make sure that we help those. All at the same time, bringing jobs to the Upper Cumberland, creating stable jobs for our employees, and just creating general opportunity while we do it.
Well, and I mean, just think of the 70 years, and we kind of touched on this right away, of just, you had these party lines, and the founding group of Twin Lakes, could they even imagine where this is at now?
Well, I don't know that anyone could, right?
Yeah.
No matter who you look at, even if you rewind 20 years and say, what's the internet going to be like? Don't even talk about Twin Lakes, just talk about technology in general. Could we have foreseen where we would be today?
Right.
So it's only accelerating from a technology perspective. So if we say, where's it going to be in 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
It's hard to say.
Who knows?
Yeah.
All we know is that people continue to want to connect and communicate and share things and share experiences. That's only going to grow as time progresses. And, I get a lot of questions about wireless. What about cellular? How does that all play in together? And probably the biggest thing that some people know, some people don't, almost every single cell tower, is connected to the fiber optic network.
Yeah.
No matter what the brand of your phone is or the brand of your provider, there's a fiber optic network underlying all of that, connecting all of those towers together, making every text message, every tweet, everything work all the time.
Real quick, how can people find out if they have the ability to be part of the fiber optic network, or how can you customers find you guys?
So, obviously, our website's always out there. TwinLakes.net is out there. We also have a website dedicated just for our expansion into Putnam County. It's called TwinLakesFiber.com. So you can go on there, express your interest, see what's going on, get updates related to that construction project as well. So it's moving forward. On top of that, every single customer, you're going to get a postcard and a knock on your door as we continue that construction to let you know when and where it's available and how to connect to us.
And that's awesome. So TwinLakesFiber.com. And so people in Putnam County can figure out when it's coming to them. It will be within the next year?
It'll take a couple of years.
Okay.
It's a massive construction project
In
and of itself. Just the portion that's not built in Putnam County alone is over 700 miles of construction.
Goodness.
So there's a lot of work to be done.
Well, for those of you who are my neighbors and all good, it's coming soon. They've been starting to mark out our street and everything, and so we're excited to have that opportunity come to our area. So
great.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It was great to have you.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.